Yesterday morning, the municipality of Anchorage joined 8 institutions in the so-called UMed area to proclaim the city's first green district. KSKA's Len Anderson has the story.
UMed stands for University Medical. As a district, it includes 2 universities, 2 public schools, 3 hospitals, along with several clinics and other institutions, plus 2 large municipal parks. Those parks and trails make the district one of the most naturally appealing parts of the city. But the huge institutions providing much of the district's 9,000-plus jobs pose major challenges to the environment. Up to now, the UMed's green efforts were individualized, each entity working solely within its own facility. But according to Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich, yesterday's signing of a proclamation agreement advances a common effort.
These institutions are working together to create an entire district that will have less impact on our environment. They've committed to reducing waste, conserving energy, improving transit, and reducing toxics in their operations and on their campuses.
The event took place in the Providence Medical Park atrium. Several dozen individuals came to watch 9 representatives sign an agreement which pledges creation of common district goals as well as sharing information. That sharing began at the ceremony itself. University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Fran Ulmer said institutions of higher learning had a basic obligation to study and participate in challenges facing the total community.
We've recently assessed our carbon footprint, and we have found that 1/3 of our CO2 production is about transportation. It is about community. And so everything that we can do to encourage people to walk, to bike, to take the people mover, to ride share is an important part of reducing our carbon footprint.
The event's host, Providence Alaska Medical Center CEO Al Parrish, spoke of his organization's sense of stewardship, not only towards sustaining individuals who come to be healed, but also to the environment. Parrish described a recycling program that includes employees' batteries, cell phones, and even cooking oil from its kitchens, as well as Providence's adoption of a green guide for healthcare construction projects. Alaska Pacific University President Douglas North noted APU's proclaimed goal to become carbon neutral by 2020. He offered some of the lessons his university has learned in pursuit of that end. First, going green is good business. On the other hand, North said, the process can require a sizable investment or, in another situation, institutional determination.
The new roof on Grant Hall is a testament to how you can spend a lot of money to put some insulation in a building that hasn't had any since 1959. One of the things that we did, and it's been a bear, has been to do away with disposables at university functions. No more plastic plates, plastic forks, paper plates.
North divided institutional sustainability campaigns into 3 parts.
1/3 of the reduction in the carbon footprint can be done behaviorally at no expense. You save the money and it doesn't cost you anything because people simply behave differently and make wise choices. That's one of the first things to go after. 1/3, you can get a pretty good payback on your investment. And then the last third is really rough, because if you're going to do the last third, then you're going to have to put much more capital investment into saving those dollars. Nevertheless, it's a huge amount that we can do just as individual people and as universities and organizational will to behave differently.
Besides APU, Providence Alaska Medical Center, UAA, and the municipality of Anchorage, other UMed institutions signing the Green District Proclamation included the Anchorage School District, South Central Foundation, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, the Alaska Psychiatric Institute, and Green Star of Alaska. This is Len Anderson.